let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The summer movie season rolls on with hot new releases hitting theaters in July. With us to talk about the hottest movies in theaters and at home is Maud Garrett, popular TV and radio host in Australia and the U.S., also a producer, voice actor. She launched Geek Bomb, the popular online destination and YouTube channel. She says her true passion is being a nerd. She focuses on movies, TV, comics, video games, and much more. After a successful TV and radio career in Australia, she decided to set her sights on Los Angeles. As host of the Hot Hits Live from L.A., she's a staple at every red carpet premiere, interviewing the world's biggest stars. Previewing July's hottest movies and complimentary film titles you can watch at home in the world's largest free movie and TV service, Tubi, doubled the size of Netflix and in May, surpassing 20 million active users, with viewers watching over 94 million hours of content in May. Maud Garrett back with us on This Week in America. Maud, welcome back to the program. Great to talk with you again.
Thanks, Rick. Always a pleasure talking to you, and I love chatting movies, and July has got some beauties for us.
Well, you know, we've seen some blockbusters already this summer and more hot releases coming out this month. What's on your must-see list?
Oh, Spider-Man Far From Home, big time. Endgame was such a big start to the summer blockbuster movie slate. And then this time you've got Marvel sort of wrapping up Phase 3 and edging into Phase 4, and the best way to do that is with Far From Home. It is a Sony flick still. They're pairing up together, and this is kind of the sequel from Homecoming that we saw a couple of years ago. Already in the first week of theater releases, we're looking at nearly $600 million globally. So everyone's watching this movie. I think it's a great sort of like breath of fresh air after the heaviness of Endgame, because you're back to seeing Peter Parker as a high school kid who's just trying to go on a field trip until he's crushed and he's got feelings for her. So, like, you know, that off the back of saving the world is really, really fun to watch.
And you get all this information we're talking about at the website Tubi.com. That's Tubi.tv. Tubi.tv is where you go to get the information on this. You can only go into it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about some of the other companion or similar movies. It's so helpful when you do this because we see a movie like The Lion King. We all like it. It's a great family movie. It doesn't have to end there, does it? We can go back on Tubi and find similar movies and enjoy that whole process all over again, and this time it's free.
Yeah, I think that's the real key here because the summer vacation goes on for so long that to keep kids entertained can be a really arduous and expensive process. So yeah, definitely recommend The Lion King coming out July 18. It's seeing a sort of a more live-action version. The animation has improved exponentially since its first release in 1994. And you've got Jon Favreau, who actually plays Happy in Spider-Man Far From Home. He's directing this one, and he did Jungle Book as well. So you know that we're in safe hands here. I can't wait to hear Beyonce as Nala. They've already done and released the Can You Feel the Love Tonight with Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover. You know, they've paired up. He plays Simba. That's going to be great. And James Earl Jones is back as Mufasa as well, the original voice. So that's going to be so powerful. But if you do want a family recommendation that you can watch at home for free using Tubi.tv, you've got to see the fantastic movie, Are We There Yet? The first one came out in 2005. It's had a sequel, so you know it's a good movie. On Google rating system that you can find online, it's hit 93%, and it stars Ice Cube like you've never seen him before. This one's a must-watch for the family, for sure.
And we've got some dramas coming out. We've got some horror movies coming out that we're watching in the theater during the month of July. And you've got some companion films at home that are just as horror-inducing as what we're going to see in the theater, aren't they?
Yeah, look, I don't like seeing horror in a theater because that big screen makes it 10 times more scary.
Exactly.
I would rather watch it at home. So if you do, once you finish watching Midsommar, which already is in cinemas, it came out July 3, it's got 83% from Rotten Tomatoes. Once you've seen that one, head home and pop on The Number 23. This movie totally flew under the radar. It came out in 2007. It's a psychological thriller starring Jim Carrey like you've never seen him before. He teams back up with Michael Schumacher, the director of Batman and Robin, where he got an amazing performance from Jim Carrey as the Riddler. But this time round, it's kind of like what we saw with 24 Hour Photo with Robin Williams. You see him in a whole new light. And you're so used to seeing Jim Carrey, like, almost slapstick and physical humor is his asset. But this time, he goes to a very dark place, so it's worth watching.
And by watching at home, you can actually close your eyes, walk out of the room, and you don't share that experience with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
If you're hiding under your seat...
All the time.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing when you're hiding under your seat for the horror parts of the movie. And at home, you can do whatever you want when you're watching these. We're giving you a lot of information, and if you go to Tubi, it's so user-friendly, you get a weekend watch list that has those just added, most watched, trending now, what you can see there that's missing on Netflix. When I say user-friendly, that really sums it up, and the nice part, it's totally free. If you're going to cut the cord, you're really cutting the cord the way it was meant to be by going totally free.
I know, it is saving your pennies big time, and the fact that it's got double the amount of content as Netflix does, it says it all. We've got 20 million active users now. And the lineup is amazing. Mind you, it can be intimidating to navigate through 15,000 movie and television titles, so it's got this recommended engine that it uses. So once you find a few things, I personally look up the Rotten Tomatoes playlist because it's critically acclaimed movies that have scored highly there. Once you add a few, it detects your taste and it will start recommending different movies and television shows every single day. So you're never going to be short of something to watch. And the fact that it's free is so good.
You can sign up literally, it takes what, seconds to sign up, and they don't ask for a credit card.
No, exactly. There's no short-term, long-term commitments. There's no cancellation fees. It takes less than 15 seconds. It just needs an email. And that email means that you can then log on to many different devices. So if you want to watch it on TV, if you want to watch it on your laptop or your phone, all you do is sign into your free account, and away you go.
What are you looking for the rest of the year? So many movies coming out towards the end of the year. Let's just look ahead. I got about a minute or left here. What are some of the movies you're really looking for that'll be released later this year?
Well, not later, but later this month. My number one is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I mean, Quentin Tarantino has been working on the script for 5 years. He's got it all commissioned. This is the first movie that he's actually doing outside of Miramax, which is the Weinstein company. So he's like branching out on his own now, which is really great. We've got A-listers, Leonardo DiCaprio, his first film in 4 years, teaming up for the very first time with Brad Pitt. And Quentin Tarantino is navigating a fictional story through a very real setting. This is a Hollywood in the late 60s where film is taken off big time. But he's using real characters like Bruce Lee, Sharon Tate, the Manson murders that happened. He's intertwining all of these stories. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm seeing it this week, and I'm interviewing the cast at the end of the week as well. So that is my personal hell yeah moment.
Yeah, it's a tough job you've got later in the week to talk to these people about motion pictures. With us once again on the program, pop culture junkie Maud Garrett, reviewing July's hottest movies, both in theaters and at home. And at home, you can find all the information at Tubi TV, at Tubi.tv. It's very simple, Tubi.tv, all the information there. Maud, always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of summer. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for letting me talk movies with you, Rick.
It is always a pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.